Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. As the government shutdown continues, it does affect the price of corn, beans, and wheat, and it looks like it'll be felt more and more in rural America. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall talks about the impact that it could have on next year's crops.
This federal shutdown could not come at a worse time. Our farmers are facing a serious economic storm. Row crop prices are low, production expenses are at record highs, and markets have been severely limited by trade disputes. The shutdown adds more uncertainty for farmers barely holding on. And without the USDA offices fully open, farmers are left without critical resources, including loans and disaster payments, to help us weather this year and prepare for the next. Farmers want to feed people, and we're doing everything that we can do to hold on. We need Congress to do their job and reopen the government to ensure our farmers can stay in business for the health and security of our country.
Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau. But before we plant next year's crops, got to harvest and market this year's crops, let's get a crop report. From Northeast South Dakota, Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing.
I think most everyone's done with soybeans or really close. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's definitely, like you said, some that are just leaving it out there. A lot of guys getting started on corn. It's still going to take a few weeks, but everyone will grind it out of here. It's not too bad. Surprisingly, lines of the elevators are very short. Guys are in and out. So, like I said, harvest weather is good. If straighten out this week, give us two nice weeks of October yet, and we'll maybe be able to see the finish line. For some of these guys, the ground is pretty soft, and you know, eventually the ground gets pretty hard here, so I wouldn't blame people for waiting and getting it off that way too. And some of the corn's coming off pretty high moisture, so some guys might leave that stand in the field for a while too, instead of mudding it out, diving in and out of water holes, and climbing back on top of hills. So yeah, that will be done a little bit up here.
Dwayne, what kind of a day was Tuesday in the markets?
I wish I could give you some bullish story, but it was nice to be able to say wheat was higher today, because in my commentary this morning, I was kind of giving it a hard time of like, it's just path of least resistance has been lower here lately. New contract lows overnight, but Chicago wheat bounced back nicely. Now, we didn't even quite take out yesterday's high, so let's not get too excited about it. News was pretty light, except we did get the weekly grain inspections report, you know, so what gets shipped out here. Good numbers for wheat, good numbers for corn, and okay numbers for beans. So we're moving the product out of here. Other than that, with the government shutdown, we don't get weekly export sales. We don't get sales flashes. We don't get crop progress, so nobody really knows how harvest is sitting. So kind of gets to be a little bit of a boring time, and the markets kind of show it. Not a lot of action so far.
And Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management earlier on Farm Talk.
We had a little more strength in the wheat market today. Wheat actually finishing with some pretty good strength, and I think some of it is the fact that wheat just bounced off of another round of contract lows this morning and saw a little bit of support. Now, export inspection numbers came out today. We're still seeing them because of the federal grain inspection doing the surveying, and it was good. You know, a little less than last week for corn, but still a good number, better than expected for soybeans. So it does show that, you know, what we are selling, we are shipping. Now, it would be nice to know what we're selling right now, but at least we are encouraged by at least a friendly shipment number. I believe the talks are still on since the last quote was, we're both going to be there. You know, if we happen to be able to talk, we'll talk. Okay. You know, and so I do think that the talks will take place. And, you know, a lot of it will be focused on rare earth metals, but I think there will be some mention of soybeans.
It better be.
You know, kind of like what Trump was saying. But, well, the only other thing that's taking place is our tick for tat as far as the vessels coming into ports. The U.S. started taxing all Chinese flagged and made vessels coming into U.S. ports, or put a tariff on them. And China did the same for all U.S. ships coming into their ports, unless they were built in China, then the U.S. doesn't have to pay it. But if they're U.S. flagged and built somewhere else, then they do have to pay it. This is actually a tax on the amount of goods that they haul out, so it'll be virtually a per metric ton premium that gets added onto their cargo.
Another one of the hurdles to doing business with the U.S. in the world markets. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break for the weather forecast.